On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, she's here.
Where else would I be?
Well,
North Korea. Yeah.
Good choice.
We've talked about that.
Good choice. Tori Lagarde is here. She's a humorist. She joins us on Fridays to make your weekend completely nuts.
Exactly.
There is so much in the news.
There's nothing really. What's going on?
You know, we're supposed to do a lighthearted comedy observance program.
Sure. We have to make fun of the most dire, awful situations.
Yeah, you know.
Somebody has to.
It's just the news this week has just been so embarrassingly infantile, awful.
Like every other week.
It's just hard to.
He's topping. It levels up.
There comes a point where you can't escape the gravitational pull of an asshole.
Oh my God. Be sucked in.
I guess. And he's sucking in people with him. These are people that were suckable, though, to begin with.
Yeah.
There are two people in the world, Tori. There's the suckies and the suckers.
Exactly.
And they're all the same. All right.
And that Huckabee chick is something else, boy.
She's doing her job.
She completely changes it.
Actually, she doesn't do it that well, in my estimation, because it's such an absurd
spin. Yeah, she repeats a lot. She just keeps.
She's good totally at not
answering
not.
Questions, is what I mean. She's good at not. She doesn't want to do it.
But it's so obvious that she's not doing it that it's not even artful.
I'm angry about it, but what am I going to do? I'm one person.
And it's, I don't know. You know, I've started to look up to females as being the shining example of decency, and then they put on this Borden milking cow.
Or Kellyanne, whatever her name is.
I'm sorry to say that, yeah. He finds women in order to try to spin those women.
Sure. They're making money, and money will talk.
Let's talk about something that had nothing to do with Trump, but then became something to do with it. He wants to be in the middle of everything.
I know.
And, go for it, man. But just
like NFL, here we go. Something else, right?
Matt Lauer, the staple item of the Today Show for decades, taking over for Brian Gumbel. Yeah, I did
too. In Boston. He worked in Boston years ago.
He's had a long career.
He has.
Apparently.
He's a lecher, I guess, too.
Well, I don't know if he's part of the Leche League or not, but the accusations came against him. NBC learned about it, I believe, on Sunday night, took all day Monday to figure it out, and Tuesday fired him.
Yeah, they don't roll like that. They don't want anybody like
Apparently
that around.
Not.
It's bad business. But it wasn't bad business before. If you look up, I read the story. Mm-hmm. This woman reported him a long time ago, and they sort of brushed it aside.
Well, because now,
but now it's, this now it's
this
on
is
fire.
A now. This is a now.
Yep, it's a now, baby.
And obviously, it wasn't necessarily just one woman that came forward. Right. I believe that NBC looked into it and found that there was substantial significance to many.
And my
situations.
Question to you is, as I asked you last week, does he have a penis? I'm thinking yes. And that's the root of all problems, apparently.
Well, it's the tree trunk of all problems.
Apparently.
Apparently it is. It's not the penis as much as it is the power.
Yeah, but he's doing something with the power with the penis, through the penis. If he could leave the penis out of it.
We don't know if the penis was involved here.
He exposed himself at one point, is one of the stories.
Well,
people got to look.
And
then one woman slept with him willingly because she thought she'd lose her job.
Yes. That to me is significant. The penis showing is sick.
That's a Charlie Rose thing. I'm going to call it a Charlie Rose trick.
Any man that drops his pants for a woman and says, "Look at this."
That's an old laughing gag, isn't it? And people really do it. They flash.
It's not even a. It's just.
It used to be a flasher
sick.
Joke.
It's just sick. But it's a showing of power.
Yes.
And that can be domestically in a home as well, where a man feels that he is the king of the home and can exert his power in that sense. So
it's a man thing, man.
Yeah, we don't hear much of the woman stuff going on.
Unless they're sleeping with 15-year-old students, they're not doing anything.
That seems
to be their claim to fame, right? Am I wrong?
What, women sleeping with 15-year-old students?
Well, you know, you always hear the older teacher, younger.
They get fired for it.
But that's
immediately.
It.
What Boom, else are they you're doing? Out. It's you're a, done.
That's, you know, that and that. I don't see all these other women in Congress. I don't see them
but
in the movies.
These women that do the 15-year-old students, they also end up in court.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not seeing a lot of court
they
stuff
going
on. They
don't get the slap on the wrist and you're fired.
Yeah, I'm seeing it with the Weinstein and
then
the other
fired.
Stuff. Yeah,
that's
but
it.
This other, you know, I'm not seeing anybody going to court over this.
No.
Anyway, so that being said, fine, dandy, but then Big Mouth President gets involved and tweets, this guy's hands have
glass
to be chopped
houses,
off,
man.
Seriously, man.
Yeah.
That is the amazing part of it. But he doesn't talk about Lauer's situation in the sexual role, he talks about the fake news. And this is a sign.
He invented that phrase, you know.
Oh, of course he did.
Remember he told us that?
Well, yeah. this is just a sign of sickness. And what I'm going to say today is a theme on this short show that we have.
Do we have music? Theme music?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not that kind of theme. Oh. The theme is that I really, truly believe, and I think people are starting to gang up in my corner here, that the man has a mental illness.
Oh, my God, yes.
But he must be removed from office because of a mental illness disability.
They floated this idea a few months ago, but I think it's got more teeth now.
There is some major floating and teething going on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's no question about it. And that's just one example of the weird stuff that he has done, which is not, it's not the fact that it's not presidential, which bothers the hell out of me, but there's a sickness going on here with this man.
Oh, it's dangerous. And now you got the North Korean missiles.
That's
it could reach
the
East Coast.
Part.
We don't even safe run. I thought California was the trouble.
I know.
Well,
we're kind of safer because by the time it would get here, it would not get here. So we are safer in that sense.
In
California
sense.
Still, there's a little less, a lot less time involved.
So I shouldn't move there, you're saying.
No. Here's what I understand from this North Korea thing. No, don't move there. Here's what I understand from the North Korea thing is that if there's any conflict, it would happen as a ground situation. It would not be a nuclear situation because I think both sides realize you can do that once, you won't reach your destination,
all right,
and
Ron,
that's it.
Maybe both sides realize that, but both sides are mental.
Yes.
So that's the factor.
I'm starting to wonder which side is more mental than the other now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's the wild card.
Anyway.
And Garrison Keillor, by the way, quick, let me just throw in him.
Yes.
Did you hear he got...
No, I did not.
Prairie Home Companion guy.
Really?
He's one of them, too. He doesn't even want to talk about it, though. I will not even talk about this. But
it's
and they
awful.
Won't even. And now they're not going to replay his old shows either. Those are all done.
I think that myself and other talk show hosts and other news outlets should start replaying that famous tape from the Billy Bush bus.
Oh, that was
from
fake.
Access.
Now it's fake news.
That's
not even my voice.
That's the next sickness. This,
I know.
This almost defines.
He already apologized for it.
He said, "That was me. I'm sorry. I did say that, and I'm very sorry. It was the one thing he ever regretted in his life publicly.
Right.
Then now, because he thinks he's got the power of God in him,
and he knows that's a bad thing. What he said.
Yes.
What couldn't have been me?
Doesn't refer to the fact that he already admitted doing that. Yes, I did it, and I apologize. That now it's not him.
And the Fox people that watch it believe him.
Yeah."
They're that indoctrinated.
I know. Well, that's because they have to. That's part of their mantra, the Fox Network.
But I mean, the viewers, I mean, too. The viewers, they watch it and they go, oh, yeah.
Oh, they spew it out.
I believe Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, Fox numbers have actually plummeted since he's been president, big time. Anyway, yes, the claim is that that's not my voice. That wasn't me that they taped in the bus. They put a voice in there.
That's his mental.
That's mental illness.
Because if you really believe
that's mental illness.
I'm so sorry that he's sick, but he's sick.
I think all the news outlets should be playing real news, which is that tape again to remind the American public, because it's been a while.
Even Billy Bush lost his job
over
that.
I know. And Trump got
one. Shoot the messenger.
Trump got a job.
Yeah, that's right. See?
It's amazing in that sense. And I think everybody should be playing those tapes to remind the American public that this man cannot comment on anything that's going on as far as this sexual harassment is concerned.
But he'll pick and choose, like Al Franken and, and Matt Lauer.
That'll stop. If everybody starts playing those tapes again, that's going to stop immediately. Although he's sick, it may not stop.
The world is upside down.
It is upside down. He did a speech just a few days ago, and in it started making fun of Kim Jong-il.
Again? I heard the Pocahontas one.
No, this was on Wednesday.
Okay.
He actually wasn't subject matter. He just said that he just referred to Rocket Man and started making fun of him. This is the president, man.
Yeah, I know, Ron. I can't. And then the tweeter thing. My mother calls it tweeter.
Well.
You know what? That's funny because she doesn't. She says Twitter and tweet, so she just combines it and calls it tweeter.
Well.
She's great.
Well, he twats.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, he's a giant one.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, whatever he finds that he likes, whether he's vetted it or not, he goes, oh, that looks good. Oh, let's show somebody being pushed off a roof. And by the way, I've seen that video years ago
now,
on a Gore site.
Tell people what you're talking about in case you're not familiar.
Well, there's this crazy woman in England. She's a very racist person, anti-Muslim. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes her. And so she has her own little following of, you know, the conspiracy theorist people. And so she's releasing stuff. And she had these videos out of, you know, a Muslim guy supposedly smashing a Virgin Mary statue. Mm-hmm. And then another kid that looked like a crippled Dutch kid getting beat up, that who knows what the story was behind that. Almost like a setup. But then the first one was this guy being pushed off a roof by a bunch of probably Muslims, whatever. But that was an old one that I've seen a long time ago. And do you think that is appropriate for a president to be putting on his Twitter? What I had to find on a Gore site, it's awful. It's disturbing. Never mind, he didn't even look at the background of who it is or who it could be. He believed this crazy racist English woman. And that's trouble, man. That is trouble.
Then Trump goes beyond and actually makes comment on what he retweeted and says United Kingdom has problems. The United States is better off than they are.
And then did you hear she tweeted again?
She tweeted
and thank
back.
You, President Trump. Yes. Thank you for standing in our corner. Yeah. Thank you for standing in our corner and all that. Well, you know.
What they are doing as of Thursday is considering in Parliament creating a ban against having Trump visit or dealing with him.
Yeah, perfect. I think it's great.
It is perfect. But at the same, maybe people in this country, maybe Americans will finally say, this guy is screwing things up.
Bad for us. Right.
America is not great again. He's destroying it is what he's doing. Mm-hmm. It can always be repaired, but how far do you have to go before things are not reparable?
But see, he wants to create chaos. I said this from day one. He wants to create this chaotic situation so everyone's scrambling and then they can't think clearly. Yeah. Then he thinks he can. Yeah. But some of us are still thinking clearly, by the way.
Oh, actually, more of us are thinking more clearly than we were before. There's no more apathy.
Yeah.
Now it's sides. And I don't know. It feels like the Civil War, to be honest with you, in a sense.
Mm-hmm, in a sense.
I don't know why that is, but apparently it is. That's still just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, God.
It's just unbelievable. There was a Native American ceremony in the White House, which they held visually in front of a large portrait of Andrew Jackson.
And it could have been a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But.
And then he makes comment about Pocahontas, whom he affectionately refers to.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Yeah. And she takes it in stride. Like she's talked about in interviews. You know, she knows he's out of it.
But after the interview, Native American Association, the one that was being honored, actually said, we are disgusted by
the
show.
Sure.
And it's just, I don't know how many people listen to this program.
Enough.
But I guess. But at what point do people say, okay, that's enough.
We've passed that point. So that's what worries me.
We haven't passed the point because the point hasn't happened yet.
They've got a guy trying to do these impeachment ads. I've seen him running for a month.
Yes.
And I don't know. You have to sign something. I don't know what good that's going to do. But
it doesn't do much good. There's a million, apparently a million people have to sign it. And then it's possible that it has to be taken up.
Right. Well.
But it's absolutely accurate. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very upset about everything, to be honest
with
you.
It's sad. And this is supposed to be a happy time of year for people. And it's absolutely getting to the point where people are going to be like, oh, 2018, help save us. But they were like that with 2017 and 2016. Every year tends to be terrible. And people say, oh, I'm glad it's over. Ron, when do we get a good year?
I don't know. okay. It ain't going to happen for a while, apparently.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Crickets.
Enough. You have crickets again? Oh, I thought you had crickets in your house. If you remember from last time, Tori last summer had crickets in her bedroom.
No, this is 3 years ago.
All right.
We've been doing the show a couple of days.
Yeah, just about. I have no...
2014, I sat down here doing this pod with you for the first time when the radio show, stopped doing radio.
Right. Well, it was that fast, huh?
And it was fun doing radio because we get the live calls.
That was one part of radio that I did not enjoy, to be honest with you. I grossly hated that.
You got nervous. What are they going to say? What's going to happen?
Not nervous at all. I was afraid that I was demeaning them.
Oh.
It was the opposite. Because a lot of them that called were morons, and I felt like I was playing with them sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for jokes, for the lulls.
So I just felt like a lot of them that called, I was just arguing with them and shooting them down, and that wasn't fun for me.
Or you were walking on eggshells, and it looked awkward. I'm like, okay, what's happening right now?
And once you get a call, and it goes off to a different subject matter, and it starts to get stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then, the show was just ruined at that point. You know, so I did not enjoy that facet of it at all. This is much, much more comfortable for me. Where
you're in your surroundings, which is good too.
Well,
you could do it from your bedroom, actually.
That's
lie there
getting a little awkward the way you say that.
I do that from my bedroom.
Oh, well, let's not talk about that.
I mean, the Tori show comes live from Tori's bedroom.
Oh,
did you know that?
I know it comes live from your mind. I know that.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I didn't know it came from your bedroom.
Sure.
Okay.
That's my comfort zone.
All right, Tori.
I have a one-bedroom place. It's a studio. So
I have a one-bedroom studio.
So that's where the bed
water,
is.
A refrigerator.
I have a closet. A little sink.
Yeah. I don't know. I prefer this much more anyway. Okay, enough about him. And there's so much more to talk about.
But, oh, my God.
I don't understand it. You know that to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school. You have to have a license to practice medicine. To be an attorney. Oh, yeah, well, last week. To be a truck driver, to drive a car on the road, you need a license.
Sure.
You need insurance.
Yeah.
To be the president of the United States,
oh my God,
you need absolutely nothing. There are no qualifications other... then you are United States.
Sure.
That's it.
You don't even need a brain.
Now, even there, my friend Mr. Trump has a problem with that. He is still harping on Obama. And again, it came up because apparently the New York Times has spoken to many of the inside White House people, mm-hmm, and people in Congress. And when they run into Trump, Trump pulls them to the side and talks about conspiracies like, you know, Obama... he wasn't born in this country, I'm telling you.
He's clearly jealous.
He's clearly sick.
And that too, yeah.
Yeah.
But he has a problem that Obama was a very well-liked president, and he wants to be, and he can't be.
And that was part of the this Access Hollywood thing too. It's not something that Trump immediately said in a tweet. It was something that he said to Congress people, mm-hmm, off the record, and they said, whoa, what? What are you talking about that you didn't say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, he's just mentally ill. And I think it is time yes, to forget the Russia thing. Let's do something a little more, continue the Russia thing.
Sure, sure.
But that's going to take too long. Let's get the guy analyzed by real psychologists and psychiatrists.
Well, the funny thing is, really, with the Putin thing, as you mentioned, Russia, Putin, he likes to get stuff on people.
Yes.
So obviously he has something on Trump.
It's his job.
Right. So he's holding it over his head,
sure,
and he can control him.
Yes.
And the thing is, if it is these PP tapes or whatever it, mm-hmm, is, maybe, mm-hmm, you know what I say? I used to think, oh, great, let them come out. But even if they came out, you know,
wouldn't
what?
Matter.
Wouldn't matter. People say, well, you know what? He made a mistake. We're all human.
Yep.
These conservatives.
Yep.
Conservatives, yeah.
Or Trump would just say that's not true. That's fake
news. That was doctored.
News.
It was photoshopped.
Doctored. Yeah, something.
But even if it was 100% true, they forgive him. It doesn't matter, Ron. I'm scared. And he can
really
do anything. He can stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue, maybe, and even shoot someone and still get support.
Where did I hear that before?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, that support now depends on numbers. And I think that very soon you'll be seeing anybody that's connected with him will fall.
Do you think he'd get reelected? He's already running, 2020.
No, I don't think he'll be. I'd be surprised if he made it 4 years, to be honest
right.
with you.
Well,
I'll be surprised if we make it 4 years.
Can you imagine who's ever running against him in 4 years? If he makes it, they'd have to be a complete,
as
Ted Bundy.
As long as it's not Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah. I even think that Elizabeth Warren could be a problem.
I love her.
I love her too, not in
sure.
a sexual manner, but because I would be fired.
Because it's your the right, hairdresser yeah, you right. liked, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yes, the masseuse, yes. someone.
Masseuse, thanks. Let's bring that up.
I'll never forget.
Sultry. Yeah, it's not. It's not time. It's not time to alienate anybody. It's time to be sexist and to put somebody in there that'll just do this thing.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren is very capable of doing it, but too many people may connect her with Clinton. So you need somebody fresh.
Who?
I don't think that person has to rise up.
Okay.
And any person that would come to the surface now would be a target for Trump. Yeah. So that would just
maybe they're laying low for now.
Yeah, this is definitely a case of football where you don't have to play a good team. All you have to do is make plenty of mistakes and penalties yourself, yeah. and you will lose the game okay. no matter what.
Yeah, the game is yours to lose.
Exactly.
Like it.
Stand back and let them fly.
All right.
And that's what's happening. I think that's what Democrats are doing. I would love a third party, but it ain't going to happen.
Not yet.
No. But I would like to see America wake up, and I'd certainly like to see the Republican Congress wake up and say, no, this guy's going to take us down with him, and if we turn against him, he will destroy our reputations. This guy is just evil, terrible stuff. And you know what, Pence? Do it. Do
He's
your thing.
He's a different kind of
do
evil.
Do your thing, man.
He's still evil. He's a different kind of evil.
He's evil in a sense. His ideas don't gel with mine at all, but he's not necessarily
off the wall.
Unstable.
Sure.
And I think that's all we need right now.
That's all we need. And, so we don't start a war here.
Well, the biggest danger is two very sick people just going back and forth. And my major concern is either nukes are sold to terrorist groups, or there's some mistake where another ship rams another ship by mistake, and now it's an act of war,
right.
and now it's a war of words, and it turns into something physical. I believe that's going to happen anyway. Just want to keep it that maybe just a million people die instead of 50 million, because it's going to come down to that.
God.
If we don't do something about this. Yeah. I think the Congress just said, first of all, the Congress should be sitting down right now and taking the power of the act of war away from the president to declare one. That's got to be removed from him immediately. All right. We shouldn't be talking about this. We should be talking about holiday meals.
Oh, yeah, because it's December. Oh, my God, it's finally here.
It's moving quickly, isn't it?
What do you mean, sort of? It's December.
Yes, it is December today. You're absolutely right.
You know, it happens so fast. There's only 30 days in November.
Happened faster than I thought, Tori.
I know. It sneaks past you. Yes, those 30 days has November, April, June, and November.
Yeah, it's only 30 days in November. It's a shame.
I don't care.
Use a few more days right there.
No, I can't. I want spring already. I've had enough.
Spring?
We didn't even get
what
a tree last
about?
Year. We don't get Christmas trees anymore. It's too bad.
Why?
Why bother?
I agree with you.
Well, you're not in charge of that. And you have to answer to people. We all decided.
Good. I don't think the holidays depend on a tree.
Obviously, they don't. It's one less thing to get rid of, man, and clean up after. Please.
Trees are who came up with this idea? I'm sure it has some religious connotation.
I was thinking it's like a Scandinavian thing upwards. Maybe you know, so. They grow Maybe in your so. Backyard. You just chop one down every year.
Why would you take a tree from the outside and put it inside your house? It just doesn't kind of make sense at all.
You're killing it, too.
You're killing a tree, and then you're putting a dry
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, fire hazard.
No kidding.
It is.
I think we've talked about this before. Before
How many
there
fires?
Was six. Before electricity was in homes.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
put candles on the trees.
Freaking fire!
The dried out tree. You put a candle on it with a flame. I mean, hello. Was it that important?
Yeah,
to
it
do
was.
This?
It was very, very. They were learning. This is a learning curve, you know.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but I wish I knew why it's so incredibly important to light a tree, to put a tree in your house, and to light it. I don't.
It's a tradition.
I didn't
people see, like traditions, Ron.
Jesus did not walk through the desert with a tree on his back, to my knowledge.
No.
So I don't know where this came from.
He walked down a path with a cross on his back.
Yeah,
but he was going to have to hang on it later.
Well, people do have crosses in the home. I get that. But the tree thing, I don't know. It's some kind of ritual that has
no,
probably nothing to do with it.
No, we don't always subscribe to it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. When the kids are little, of course you do. Mm. But when your kids are grown, what's the point anymore? Stop it with your crazy decorations all over outside your house. That's not for you.
It's It's opulent. It's showing the other neighbors what you can do with lights. It really doesn't. You're in the house.
It's showing off. Yeah.
You can't see the stuff.
Him. And your light bill? Forget about it.
I kind of understand the decorations in the house more than I do the decorations outside the house.
You're just showing off to everybody
else. That's all it is. What other could it possibly be? Is.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at my house. Yeah. It's better than your house. Look what I have. Oh, I got the latest decoration. They have every year. They have new ones. Blow up Santas on your lawn and icicles of blue.
Remember that? There were no more Christmas lights on the houses. They were lit up icicles.
Yes, you can leave them year round.
That's what they do.
4th of July. That's you can get some red and blue ones.
You can always find some house
it's
like
a summer
that.
Party.
Like it's
get
July.
Your glass and you're a moron is what you are.
The plastic
Don't
icicles.
Talk to me.
How authentic that is.
Yeah. You're a lazy bum.
Now, the newest thing are these little projectors.
Yeah.
The little light shows.
I saw that. They do this Halloween, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, show it on the side of your house.
Well, that way you can sell more of them during the year for an extended period of time.
I want flags in July.
And I'm sure they have those.
Do they?
Sure. They're on
I
little
I want gravestones
slides.
On Veterans Day. I mean, on Memorial Day. I want gravestones. Right. You know, anything wrong. We're getting there.
Anything to make a buck.
Sure. Valentine's, but, get a heart. Put a heart in your house. Get a
no,
heart on.
I mean, you know, someone can have an epileptic fit.
They can.
I just had one just now. I just had one.
Yeah,
I saw it.
I witnessed it. You looked very strange over there. One eye was half shut.
Yeah, it's the holiday season. That's what people are gearing up to do. And
I'm not.
And Black Friday turned into Cyber Friday. Did you know that?
I thought it was Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
But they make
was
it the whole weekend, don't they?
Now
the
all the sales are not necessarily in
not
the stores.
Necessarily.
They are also online on the Black Friday. Right. So now it's not.
Of course. You're right. It's not. Now it's not.
This is
get a hanky.
Take care of it. Clean yourself up.
Every time someone says it's snot, I can't resist.
You're right. Yeah.
My dad did that to me. He said they made that snot joke and that was the end.
Yeah.
He said something like, I forget this little saying, people think it's candy, but it's snot.
Oh, I remember that from high school, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what?
I don't know. I forget the rest of it, the beginning of it.
I think that's all you need.
No, there was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People think it's candy, but it's not. I can't remember the first two lines. I hate when this happens.
I don't think the first two lines are significant anymore.
Nothing is significant.
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
Oh, yeah. That's a limerick. You don't hear money about limericks anymore, do you?
No, it's past. We don't do that anymore.
Sounds like it's from Ireland, anyway.
Actually, limericks have just turned into rap is what they did.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's all it is.
Right, you're right.
Why say a limerick if you can put it to music and do a Broadway show about Hamilton?
You going to see Hamilton?
No.
Do you have $1 million?
No. I have no interest in that.
Really?
I don't care for rap at all.
Is that what it is? Oh, I don't know what it is.
Basically. Oh, yeah. It is. It's a musical. And it's basically all rap. Everything rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather see Book of Mormon if I want to see a real popular thing.
Well, I'm living in the Book of Morons, so I don't think I need to go any further than that, to be honest with you.
No.
No, not at all. Well,
Trump the musical. Someday.
Oh, very soon. He'll be a commodity. This man will be shamed off the planet, except for 30% of the people.
There's got to be a movie. They did a movie about JFK. Mm-hmm. They did a movie about FDR.
Yeah.
You've got to have a movie, man. Nixon was Oliver Stone.
Right.
Come on, someday I think it will happen.
I think they're waiting a little bit.
Of course they'll wait, but I mean someday it's going to happen.
Or it could be in production. It could be in production. We don't even know it.
Made for TV Lifetime.
I think it would be quite popular in theaters.
Yeah, but he'll ban it.
Let him try. Let him try.
First Amendment mofo.
That'll just make everybody want to see that film even more.
Of course.
And that's how he destroys himself. He brings himself into the limelight, which he loves, but in doing so, he puts himself down like 50 pegs.
I know.
He's just wonderful in that way. Anyway, I'm upset that I'm consumed by him.
Oh, Ron, don't let his problem become your problem.
But the problem is that it is my problem because at one point it was funny.
I know.
It was cute. It was good satire, good jokes.
It's deadly serious.
Then he became president and it was still stupid and tweets and funny jokes. Now with the North Korea thing and he actually has the ability to destroy relations with our allies by insulting them.
And retweeting stuff of their enemies.
Now what I thought was just kind of things that couldn't really ever happen are actually happening. Mm-hmm. That's now that's my problem.
Okay.
And it's also the problem of every American, but unfortunately, not all of them realize that they have been sucked into
I'm mad at this, those people that voted for him. I'm still angry with these people. They've done this to us.
I suppose they've enabled it. That's like buying the kids drugs and they don't have the money for it. It's okay, I'll buy them for you. It's like that. But I don't think they knew the consequences. They kind of thought that things would be pushed through and big business would be able to thrive and all that kind of thing.
They fell for it, yeah.
But they didn't. I don't think they went for this type of attitude and this type of sickness. I think they're constantly embarrassed every day of the week.
So they have to stand by it then, right? Don't some of them? They don't want to relinquish.
It's a Svengali thing. It's like, oh, he's a television star. He is so
cool. It's all fake news. They just have a saying for it.
He says what's on his mind. Everything he says is true, where it's the opposite. Everything he says is not true. They are sucked into the vortex of lies and deceit. It is the old medicine man theory. I have this bottle of elixir.
Yeah, the okay, snake oil. I'll buy it. My mom said the same thing. She said, these people are bullies, and he bullies, so they want to be like him, empowered, money, bully. They think they could, he's like the hero for them.
He is the snake oil. And he is not even really good at it, to be honest with you.
Again, not anymore, if he even was. Now it's great. He's deteriorating before our eyes.
Oh, he is. There's no question about it. And he's taking care of it himself.
Yes, as you said.
So, again, you know, just stand back and just keep your fingers crossed that internationally this doesn't turn into something very ugly.
Yeah. Mm. Listen to the news today after you're done with the podcast. Yeah. Go turn on some news and watch out.
Yeah. All right, Tori, we're out of time. All right, then. all right, Tori.
That's not a knife.
All right. And by the way, I'm banning Trump from this show, and you should do that on your show as well. He will never appear on this show, whether he wants to or not.
Okay. No problem.
like that he's would happen. Like he's heard of me. Yeah. Okay. Tori and I wish you peace, and also whatever you want to have happen to you. Okay. I have to find the thing. Here we go.
That's what she said.